finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Ich bin der Wunklund und Unsteinheiter.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Courtney Cronin joining us here from Chicago. She is, well, I don't know, is she... Yeah, she's in Chicago.
She works at ESPN, ESPN Radio, ESPN 1000. She used to work with, handle the Minnesota Vikings. Now she follows Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, although I think Poles will outlast Eberflus.
But what about Caleb Williams' pro day?
And Caleb Williams' pro day is going to be a big topic there in Chicago. But the biggest topic, Courtney, was the Justin Fields saga. And you got double whammied because you're on ESPN and ESPN Radio, and you're in ESPN Chicago. And it was such a huge topic from a national standpoint. Frankly, overkill, in my estimation, the amount of topics and the ways they wanted to spend a Justin Fields segment on ESPN. But John and I have both done TV, so we know how that works. And then, obviously, I would imagine that's all-day talk on Chicago radio. First of all, welcome into the show. Number two, are you glad that that saga is over? And how did you think it played out?
Of course. Thank you guys for having me, and yes, very happy that that's over. You hope for Justin that he goes into a situation in Pittsburgh where it's going to work out better than it did in Chicago. A lot of things can be true within this overall saga that we've dealt with since they got the number one overall pick in back-to-back years, but it got toxic here. I mean, that's not an understatement. Anybody you talk to who works in the Chicago media landscape will tell you that there are days where you just don't look at social media, because you can say that Justin Fields said the sky is purple and somebody else would be like, no, he said it's green. And it's just in the eyes of a portion of this fan base, which honestly, at the onset, it was more a 50-50 split, but I think it kind of shifted to a very loud 30-35% minority that believed in the stick with Justin Fields, build around Justin Fields' mindset in trading the number one pick. But ultimately, if you were following this from the very beginning and seeing just like the implications, I think that Ryan Poles knows he probably wouldn't have survived this whole thing had they done the opposite, which is trading the number one pick, building around Justin Fields, because you're running out of time. Frankly, that's what happened here, and it's kind of what the way I like to describe it is it's ship passing. No one's fault that it played out this way, because this is not the regime that drafted Justin Fields. The last regime that did that put him in this tough position. Anybody can blame the Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy connection for why this played out the way it did with Justin Fields, because of how much roster undoing Ryan Poles had to do and Matt Eberflus right when they got to Chicago in 2022. And it took 2 really long, arduous years of a rebuild. And unfortunately, it's kind of like the ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, where you're going through it. You're having a tough time, a tough couple years. You go to therapy. You glow up. And then at that point, you're ready to move on. And the person who helped get you through those tough years doesn't get to benefit from the best version of you, which is kind of what Justin Fields is probably looking at the Bears roster like, man, you guys got Keenan Allen via a trade. You upgraded the backfield with DeAndre Swift. This is a top five, top ten defense, and I'm not going to be able to benefit from it after going through it with this team, going through a really tough part of the last years and 10-28 record in that stretch.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's looking at, hey, why are you going out with her now? She's fine. So Courtney, what about what they got in return? Boy, it is not even close to what the media at least was talking about, but the NFL said Justin Fields ain't worth that.
They did. And I know a lot of people didn't want to hear that, but the league tells you what they think of certain players based on what they're able to get for those players. And it takes two, the self-actualization of one team to say, all right, can we fix this guy? Are we the ones who can take a flyer on Justin Fields? And then the self-realization of a team like the Bears thinking, okay, if we held out, could we possibly get more for him? Or is this just what they're telling us, meaning the reflection of the offer? Are they calling our bluff? And I think that's what happened here. Ultimately, when you see Mac Jones the Sunday or Saturday before free agency go for a sixth-round pick this year, and then beyond that, you know, we saw what Kenny Pickett went for last Friday when he goes to the Philadelphia Eagles in a backup role, and the trade compensation that Pittsburgh got there. I mean, a conditional six next year that could turn into a fourth, but with 51% playing time, which of course doesn't project to be the situation like that this year because he's going in as a backup. But I think that the Bears are going to look back at this and say, we did what we had to do based on what we initially wanted. They wanted a structure. They were baseline starting the structure of a trade before the combine, going off of what the Jets got for Sam Darnold when they sent him to the Panthers in 2021, which was a sixth that year and then a second and a fourth the following year. They didn't even want something like that big. They were thinking, all right, pick this year, a day two pick this year, and then a conditional pick next year that could have the chance to escalate. And ultimately, they got no bites on that. And you can't keep both of them on the roster, meaning Caleb Williams, the other quarterback. There was just no realistic way of doing that. And I know everybody wants to talk about competition and, you know, competition makes guys better, or the Alex Smith situation that Ryan Poles was a part of in Kansas City. And I like to stop people in their tracks on that because it's just like nonsense. It's like nonsensical. It's non sequitur. It makes no sense because they're completely different situations. And if this group wants to not be like the Bears regimes of the past that have screwed up the development of these rookie quarterbacks, you nip that in the bud when you have a chance. And that's ultimately draft capital that they got back for Justin Fields aside. That's ultimately what they did and what they hoped going to put Caleb Williams or another top rookie quarterback in a much better situation to thrive from the onset.
Well, and, you know, for me, it was a no-brainer. Not only do you reset the rookie salary cap, which is you really are not. Look, if Chicago would have had the fourth pick, this might have been a different conversation. But they don't. Mm-hmm. They have their choice of quarterbacks. You don't get that opportunity often. Houston made a decision last year to go with C.J. Stroud because they realized, okay, you're not going to be here very often, so let's go quarterback. And frankly, the keeping both players, I saw that by some Bears fans said you could keep both players. The reality is, you mentioned how toxic it is with sports media and the fan base. The locker room would not have been good. You'd have potential divisions there. That was an absolute, you could not do that. Now, Ryan Poles wanted to do right by Justin Fields, and so he sent him to one of the teams he wanted to go to. I don't know if he could have gotten a better deal at another team, but I do know this. I think some of the same issues are going to befell the Pittsburgh Steelers because fans are going to want Justin Fields, and Russell Wilson's not the shiny new toy. His best days are behind them. So I think Pittsburgh's getting ready to feel some of the same issues with, you know, two quarterbacks and one of them. And frankly, I think Justin Fields should be starting in Pittsburgh because you have to find out what you have.
Yeah, you do. And, I mean, he's cheap right now because it's you know, he's going on, you know, the final year. We don't know if they're going to pick up the fifth-year option or not, you know? Like, this is a situation where they could, but, like, why would you do that right now if, you know, the guy's cheap. It's like $3 million to keep him this year, and you don't have to. There's no deadline at the moment. Of course, there's the May 2nd deadline, and, you know, worst-case scenario is if you have him as a backup this year, you can let him learn under Russ. And I know a lot of people want to say Russ is washed and they might not be a good fit in this offense. It's an offense that likes to throw over the middle of the field. We know he has trouble with that. Justin Fields has had trouble with that too. But I don't think they have to be in a rush to do it, because worst case, going into, you know, 2025, he would be in a situation where, you know, you could pay him at that point. Is he going to be, you know, marginally more expensive if he plays? But that's the thing. We don't know how much he's going to play. Could it be a true quarterback competition? Yeah, if Russ struggles, it will. And that's a playoff team last year. They're still, like, imagine how bad that offense was. You know, they fire Matt Canada, what was it, week 11, and then they have to move on. And they still got into the playoffs with a team that has a really good defense. If they're in that same situation next year in quarterback play.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Call her back.
Did she say F this?
She didn't F-bomb us.
Did she just say F this?
Because she did that on, when she had, I guess she thought she couldn't be hurt or whatever, but she said, F this, I'm out of here. When she was on a Zoom on a radio show, and they're like, oh, okay, Courtney. But see, yeah, you're from Chicago. I know Peter Burns well, so we can talk to her like that. We can have fun with her. We're trying to get her back. She might have said, look, you get 11 minutes, and that's what you get.
Yeah.
I already know as soon as we get her up on the show, you're going to ask if she found us. Which is fine.
Yeah.
We've gotten some football stuff in. You can ask the
FBI. Right. Stuff. No. Absolutely. And hopefully she's coming back. I mean, we're efforting getting her back on the show. Courtney Cronin from ESPN 1000 in Chicago rejoins us here on the show. Courtney, we didn't know if you were done because you didn't drop any F-bombs on us.
I was about to say, it's not my normal way of exiting radio interviews about some profanity lately, but yeah, I think I hit a dead spot.
Is this a new trend that you have to do a Zoom on a radio interview since they're doing so much Twitch and YouTube streaming? Is this becoming a normal thing?
I guess certain places, I don't typically do that. That was part of the reason, backstory to that day was exhaustion. Lance, you know this, being in the combine. You're on no sleep. You're in the middle of running from a Caleb Williams interview to a Jaden Daniels interview to other 10,000 other things. And sometimes audio issues get the best of you and your mental capacity for that day. But nonetheless, yeah, I guess it's becoming a thing. I'm so glad that you guys called me, though, and that you're not forcing me to do a Zoom interview.
Yeah.
No. That's the way we do it. How does it feel to be famous now, though?
I wouldn't call it that. I guess, I mean, if I don't know. I've always been
a
sweet mindset.
I want to go have a beer. I want to go have a drink with you now. You're our kind of reporter.
That's what I would have said too, Courtney.
Absolutely.
Do
you know how many times we've wanted to say that just on this radio show?
You know how many times we say that during the break?
I'm a radio host as well, so I totally empathize with that.
Yeah.
Well, and you are dealing with you're dealing with something that is a toxic topic right now, which we've been on the other side of that one since we've done radio for so many years. There's nothing worse than when a show gets hijacked completely by one topic only, because every day it's just turning on phones basically and letting people complain. I do find that so I will say the Justin Fields thing's been fascinating because it does speak to some of the polarization things that we see in society and politics and anything that you want to go to. It really extends now to sports where people take strong sides. We see it with Rockets basketball, strong sides on one side and strongly against on the other side. And it's not great. It's not great for anyone involved, but the Justin Fields thing is strange for me because objectively speaking, he really hasn't played all that well. He's had flashes, and there were a time last year where I thought he was really playing well for about a three-game stretch. But objectively speaking, I think you can move away from him because you know that fifth-year option's coming up, bigger payday, and then you got to make a decision on second contract. Man, I can't believe there are so many people so emotionally invested in Justin Fields. Usually everyone wants the shiny new number one quarterback, and it's just not necessarily the case there. And really throughout society, with fans who have no dog in a fight, they're not even Bears fans.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I think that is. When you see glimmers of hope, like first off, this city has not had a drafted and developed franchise quarterback since Sid Luckman. That's 70-plus years ago. And people say, oh, well, Jay Cutler was a franchise quarterback. Well, he was traded here. They haven't been able to pull off one of those either, and they haven't signed veterans that have been able to, you know, even serve as a bridge quarterback in any capacity. So I think that the group that's the staunch Justin Fields supporters are the ones who see what he does with his legs, see the explosive plays, see his ability to, you know, kind of give you a light version of Lamar Jackson in moments, but then can you put it together for a complete game? Can you do it on a consistent basis? I guess I'd say the hype doesn't meet the results, which is why it's so confounding when you take a look at why are all these people such big Justin Fields vocal supporters? These people, you know, would die on a hill for this guy, and it doesn't make sense. The guy had, you know, in every major passing category, he was in the bottom third of the league. He's never finished higher than 15th in QBR over 3 years, and he's a quarterback who has 38 starts and 10 career wins. And I know wins aren't a quarterback stat, but come on, like, can we look at this a little bit more objectively? And I don't think that you can have a nuanced conversation, certainly not with social media and the way that that's provided like gasoline to this fire, but people look at it and say, well, he was never given a chance. Imagine if you would have given him the setup that you're giving Caleb Williams, and maybe he would have been a better fit, or maybe he would have had a better chance and actually worked out in Chicago if that was the case. I don't necessarily think that's completely sound, though, because a lot of the flaws in his game were stuff that, Lance, you know this, yeah, doing all of the NFL.com draft prospect profiles, time to throw, hanging in the pocket too
stuff
long,
that was an issue in
downfield,
college.
All of those things,
yeah,
were issues with him at Ohio State.
Yeah, it's quarterback. Yeah. It's quarterbacking issues. It's not personnel. Some of his issues are quarterbacking and not personnel related. Yeah. I get the personnel argument, but it's all encompassing. And I think Ryan Poles and his coaches did not see enough growth from a reading the field and throwing with the anticipation standpoint. That's really, it really gets to some quarterback issues, but they might be willing to roll the dice with another year, if not for this unique circumstance too.
We got to break it there. We're up against it, but thank you, Courtney, for rejoining us. We really appreciate it. Best of luck going forward. Have fun with this Bears offseason, which has been pretty good so far. We'll see how it translates into the regular season. Great talking to you. Thanks for hanging with
us
this
Courtney.
Morning.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Courtney Cronin with us here on ESPN 97.5.
You should have just told her to drop an F-bomb on us, and we would have done. And we would have been all right. We would have dumped it. Okay.
Yeah, we'd have done that.
You think she wants that to be her?
No, she does.
Every sign off. That's what we want.
I don't think. No. I don't think she wants that to be her thing.
Don't do that.
Every sign off. That would be great.
Don't do that. For guests.
Yeah.
For
callers.
Yeah.
No.
Let's just not.
That's no, what Courtney. Are you doing?
That's hers. She patented it.
She doesn't want that
she
to be hers, though.
She doesn't want that
though.
One, okay. No. She doesn't want ESPN we National want it, to but... say, she didn't want to say, hey, I don't know if you guys know, my new sign-off is to say an F-bomb on every radio station as kids go to school.
That's great. I think it'd be great. You know what I think is great, too? The Chevron Championship. The Chevron Championship is coming up. Man, it is going to be April 18th, actually April 17th through the 21st. We're going to be out there on the 17th. We want you to come and join us out there. You can watch them practice, and then it begins. The 18th through the 21st, it is on, baby. Those girls are excellent. They're excellent players, and you are getting the best in golf. I'm telling you, when you're – okay, if you play golf and you're over 4 days on a tough course with lightning-fast greens, beautiful. Granted, they have beautiful fairways. If you're shooting 16 under, 15, 16 under, Forget about it. You're a great player. Great player. And we saw great golf last year. And we'll see it again this year. Lillian Vu is coming back. They're all, the quarters are coming. It is on. You're looking for great golf in a premier location, Carlton Woods, Nicholas Course. Come on. TheChevronChampionship.com. TheChevronChampionship.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. I don't know if you've done this, but okay, for $5, name every team in order Mario Edwards Jr. has played for.
Well, I think it started with the Raiders.
Yeah.
I mean, he's with the Texans now. They signed him yesterday officially.
Right.
So I've got 1 and 5 correctly. Did he play at Tampa at any point?
Nope, you lose.
Yep, I lost.
It went Raiders, Giants, Saints, Bears, Jaguars, Titans, Texans.
He's played that many on that many
That's
teams?
That's the definition of a journeyman.
Yeah. I wrote him, I think, my first year. I think he came out in 15, either 15 or 16. So he's almost every year he's got a new team, it seems like. Some of those may have been twice in one season, actually. Yeah, the Texans re-signed Mario Edwards, who they had, re-signed. They've had him on at some point, right?
What?
Yeah, Mario Edwards has been a Texan previously.
No, this is his first time.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, it's his first time.
I thought during the dark period of Cully and Lovey, where we were just literally like a relegated football team. Got a little taste with the Texans, maybe on a practice squad.
I don't remember him being here, but okay. I don't believe. Maybe you're right, but
yeah,
I don't
I think
remember.
You're right. I
no.
mean, unless, and even if he did get signed by the Texans, it wouldn't have been, you know, it wouldn't have lasted.
No, maybe practice squad, and then he was picked up, but I don't.
Yeah,
I don't even see him.
I don't even see his name with Texans at all. No.
I'm thinking somebody else. Apparently, he's a good fit. It's the defensive tackle thing that still is. That's interesting. He signed another defensive end.
Well, he's more, once again, he's more like a 5 technique. He's more like a true 3-4 end.
Yeah.
He's only,
that's what I'm saying, another end.
He's only like 285 pounds.
Yeah.
He's listed at 80. I don't know how much he actually weighs, but, I mean, he's just the guy who's just going to compete for a spot. He may not even make the team, honestly. He's had 33 starts in his career, but he's had since he had 7 with Tennessee in 2022. He had 1, played 15 games, had 1. From a snap count standpoint, defensively, he played 37 snaps, percent of the snaps last year. So he's a rotational defensive lineman.
Yeah.
So now, from that standpoint, you've got competing for time. You have, I guess, Autry. I guess, with for sure, Tim Settle, Khalil Davis. You have...
Is Heinisch still with him?
Yeah, I think Heinisch is still there. I need to double check. You definitely have Mario Edwards now. Once again, that's not really a standard. And I got into this a little... I didn't really get
Hunter,
into it.
Hunter, Anderson. You forgot those two.
Well, no, those are DNs, though.
Well, you got... Well...
I'm talking about the interior. I don't know who the interior is that they're fighting for spots. I mean, I know who it is, but...
Edwards isn't going
to
play.
I'm still trying to get to a guy that weighs 300.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Khalil Davis does, but... So I brought up the name Tavondre Swift. So one of the things I said, and I said it on this show, is you got to look at who a coach or a general manager, what kind of players they draft. And D'Amico Ryans, while I know he didn't draft these players, he was either the coach of them as a defense coordinator, or he was on the team with San Francisco having great success with guys like Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead, DeForest Buckner. These are big, long-limbed, high lean muscle mass numbers, low body fat percentage guys. That's what he drafts. I know it because that's also what the Colts draft. There are certain teams that draft that way. And I really doubted, like, as I think about that, and the guys he's brought into Houston, think about who he brought in. Sheldon Rankins, good lean mass numbers, not an overweight guy. He brought in, he drafted, his guy was Will Anderson. Low lean mass, I mean, high lean mass, lean muscle mass numbers. Daniel Hunter, I mean, this guy is like a Greek god. I don't think a Tavondre Sweat, who was played in the 370s and trained, according to sources, was training in the 380s. I don't think and got down to 366 at his combine, which I considered a huge win for him. Other people said, ooh, he's heavy. He's gained over 100 pounds since he's been at Texas. And it's not good weight. He clearly has some issues with weight, and can he control it? I don't know that the Texans – I would love to have him at pick number 42. Man, if I could get 345 pounds or 350-pound Tavondre Sweat and could keep it there, I would love to have him with the Texans. He's a talented football player. He's going to gum up the middle of the defense with these. Like, I would love to have him. I just don't know that the Texans or any team, can you trust that he will, with more money in his pockets and more time on his hands and less structure, can you trust him to have the discipline? Can you trust him to have the discipline? He didn't have it last year at Texas, yeah, or even training for the combine. Can you trust him, or the combine or Senior Bowl? He wouldn't weigh at the Senior Bowl because he didn't want that weight recorded.
Right. Well,
can you trust that guy?
Who was the gravedigger?
That's Gilbert Brown.
Gilbert Brown.
That's not how the NFL is played anymore.
Well,
Sam.
Or Vince Wilfork.
Yeah, Saragusa. But Wilfork, now he's still a really good athlete. Sweat, no matter what his weight is, a good athlete. That's for his size. Yeah. You could make the argument that, hey, like Vince Wilfork, but D'Amico has said, I heard Mark Vandermeer say this yesterday, taking everything that D'Amico has said publicly, he wants guys who play like their hair's on fire. That it means everything to him. The motivation is above, is their motivation for ball is everything. They play hard, they work hard, they practice hard. That's not from what I've been told behind the scenes with some pretty good sources, that's not really going to be Sweat. I don't think Tavondre Sweat is going to be on D'Amico's board. You know, as much as I'd kind of love to see
put him in your mock?
No. Well, I just
who do you got for the Texans now at 42?
So I took their picks and I said Tyler Newbin, safety from Minnesota, who's the top safety in the league. You know, Jimmy Ward has 1 year left. He was oft injured. They have a space for safety. They definitely have a space. Then I went with Javon Bullard at the back end of the second. That may be a little bit early. He's really more of a third round pick, but he's a nickel. He's a nickel cornerback who can really support the run.
And you're assuming Nick won't
kind
do
of a
anything.
Safety. Well, yeah, I'm assuming. Obviously, Nick can move up or down
Nick,
or any
he
of that
does.
Stuff.
He moves around.
But of course, when you do a mock, you have to assume they're picking where they're picking in the second round. Javon Bullard is a tough guy. Like, there's no doubt that D'Amico's going to like him. The question is, does he cover well enough from the nickel? Then I went in the third round. I went with Will Shipley. Well, I may have changed it. Shipley would be at the back end. I think I actually changed it. Ray Davis and Will Shipley are two guys because Will Shipley is going to have that dual threat, Slowick stuff where he can run and catch. Ray Davis can run and catch too. They could be back into the third because as much as people may love the name Joe Mixon, I'm not sure that Joe Mixon should be getting 18 to 20 carries a game. That's kind of who he should be. He didn't have as much juice, though, as much burst as these other two guys. So I think finding a good complimentary back at, maybe third is a little early. I don't think so. But for sure, by the fourth, you could be looking at that.
It'll be great PR for the Texans to draft White Jesse Owen. So
yeah,
it's
something to think about.
It is, yes.
I drafted a defensive tackle, Fabian Lovett I got Javon Baker in the third, wide receiver from Central Florida. Then I went with Fabian Lovett in the fourth round, defensive tackle, nose from Florida State. Fits what the Texans need. I'm just trying to make the Texans as good as I could be. And somebody said, these are a bunch of no-names. Texans fans are going to hate this draft. I don't care if they hate it or love it. I'm just trying to give the Texans good players.
Okay. That's what you do. It's your job to give the Texans good players.
Well, it's not my
job. What's Craig DeCerf's job?
His job is to give you good deals on cars. His job is to give you the best trade-in value. And actually, there's a lot of people who you would think that's their job, but a lot of dealerships don't look at it that way. They don't think it's their job. They think their job is to make sure that they just make the most money for their company. And yes, I mean, obviously the bottom line is important, but Craig DeCerf looks at it a different way. He says, look, the best way to make money for your company is to do volume sales. And the best way to do volume sales is not to try to gouge people on individual sales. It's to give them the best you possibly can, because they're going to buy their second car from you, their third car from you. They're going to tell their family members, their friends. They're going to buy a car for their son or daughter from you. They're going to tell people at work about it. And that's the way it operates. More trade-in value, lower, you know, trying to find the best either finance rates and purchase or lease options for you. They find, of course, the vehicles that you're looking for. They don't ever try to push you into a vehicle you don't need. But the way, the difference at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is that they basically want to make sure that service, selection, price, all that's better than anywhere you'd find in Houston. They're out in Angleton. They understand it's a 42-minute drive from downtown. They also are going to save you thousands of dollars, and your car buying experience is going to be a pleasurable one. Never any hustle or hassle to that car buying experience. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can start the purchase process at LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hey, we really need you to sign up absolutely free. Fill out your bracket. Put it in. ESPNHouston.com. What is our website?
ESPN975.com.
ESPN975.com.
Yeah, go fill out a bracket. It doesn't cost you a thing, and we've got prizes on there.
We got great prizes.
Well, you can win stuff
absolutely
for free. If you guys will retweet stupid stuff on there, hey, if you retweet, I might give you this or that or the other. You have a chance to win this video game. This is a chance for you to just fill something out for free and win.
Yeah, absolutely free, and win a bunch of great prizes. Go to ESPN975.com and see all the prizes. Absolutely free. I filled mine out. You haven't filled yours out yet because you're not a good employee.
I'm going to go
fill HRP it out. HRP is squarely behind me. They say Lance is not a good employee.
I'm going to go fill it out.
Yeah, you're going to fill it out. Sure you are. But mine's already in. Try not to take exactly what I did, okay, or change one. You'll probably just try to change one pick or something. Stay away from mine. Go put your own in, and let's go. See how you compare to us. I think all of our hosts are going to do it. That'll be fun. And all our listeners. And you can figure out, you can see where you are. See where you are and how good you are at this whole thing. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. ESPN975.com. Let's get Charlie in here. Wants to talk about the Texans. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to talk about the Texans real quick. I want to get y'all's take on this. I feel like our linebacker duo is probably going to be one of the best in the AFC. I just wanted to see if y'all thought that was the case, because I know Al-Shaheer, he's got like 163 tackles last season. And then Christian Flatline Harris, I mean, like, every game you can see his game progress. Like, you can see him, like, evolving into an elite linebacker. So I feel like maybe those two guys with their explosiveness can push them up to, like, top three linebacker duo. I wanted to see what y'all thought about that. Also, out of these two duos, which one do you think will be better? Which one do you think will be better this season? Derek Stingley with Jeff Okuda, or Al-Shaheer with Flatline Harris? All right, go.
Okay, he's trying to make Flatline a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a nickname that we should know about?
Hold on. You said you're going to hang up. Why? Oh, he just hung up. Flatline.
Do we know that's
typically a thing? That means you're dead. I think he means he's cold. Maybe he just runs the alley and smashes people.
Maybe he knocks people dead. Is that what that is?
Oh, that might be it. Yeah.
Once he hits people,
that might be it. I'm going to go depth chart by position. Okay. And I'm going to look here at the defense. I'm going to look at linebackers in the AFC. And no, I don't want quarterbacks.
Well, then why are you going to quarterbacks?
What? Yeah.
I don't know why it's putting quarterbacks.
Don't blame the equipment. Maybe it's user error.
Maybe it's you.
Let me look at inside
linebackers. So while he's doing that,
you have Jordan Brooks and David Long. That's a fail.
What? You're just insulting me. Are we really sticking with the Okuda is going to be the cinch starter on the outside?
No, that's
not. Can we flatline Okuda?
No. Well, sometimes it's played like he's
dead.
No,
I don't think you should. I do not think you should you should make Okuda the automatic starter. No. I know where he was drafted. I know what my draft grade was on him. Let's work off reality. This is now his third team in 5 years. It's not great. So he's got a lot to learn, but maybe in this defense he'll be better. Maybe D'Amico Ryans, he obviously saw something he likes, so hopefully he can find something there. From the standpoint of offensive, so from a defensive standpoint, Baltimore still has, from a linebacker standpoint, they now have Trenton Simpson, who's a really, really fast player with no instincts, but he plays next to Roquan Smith. That automatically might be it, because this guy can really run, and if he doesn't have to think and can just run and tackle, that will be good. Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano is a pretty good combination in Buffalo. In Cincinnati, I can tell you, I mean, I'm a big fan of Logan Wilson, but him and maybe, I guess, Jermaine Pratt, who's more of a, they're going to be up there a little bit. Cleveland, I'm not a huge, they brought in Devin Bush. Now,
what about?
They do have Owusu-Koramoah,
yeah,
who's really, really good, but then Jordan Hicks is older. I think the Texans would
be
in the top three.
What about C.J. Mosley and Quincy Williams?
For the Jets? Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. Quincy Williams, I remember on draft day, no one knew him. He's Quentin Williams' brother. And Daniel Jeremiah told me a story about when people they drafted. So the was it Balky? Was it Jacksonville when they drafted him? How about this, John? Your owner's in there with you. They draft Quincy Williams. Now, I didn't write up Quincy Williams. He is way under the radar. They drafted him, I want to say, in like the third or fourth round. Relatively high, I mean, relatively speaking. I want to say maybe in the top 100 picks.
It was third round.
Yeah, the third round. And the owner's like, who is this? And people in the building didn't know who it was. And the guy's like, trust me, this is a good pick. Let's just watch and see what TV says about it. And Daniel Jeremiah goes, honestly, I just don't have notes on this guy. I didn't write him up. I didn't watch him. I don't know about Quincy Williams. And the owner's like, Shad Khan said, great. You don't even know about him. And I didn't know about him. And the GM was kind of pissed. Like he told DJ, how do you not write him up? How do you not know about him? I'm like, all right, 500. I didn't know about him. I know other teams. And you know what? Actually, they got rid of him. Like, he was a bust over there. He's actually pretty good now.
All pro last year.
Yeah. Quincy Williams, actually a pretty good player. And he's sitting right
next
to Mosley.
Well, he's on a defensive team with Sala, right?
Yeah, but he's like...
But to be an all pro after Jacksonville cut you?
Jacksonville may have had it right, although they let him go. Yeah, I'm looking at the rest of these. I think the Texans are in the top three or four in the AFC. Yeah, probably top four. And that's good. I'll take it. When are the Texans ever in the top? We are for quarterback play now.
We in the AFC?
Yeah. Quarterback play. Well, boy, AFC sporty.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, Josh Allen.
Lamar Jackson,
Aaron Rodgers, but Patrick Mahomes. Ooh, man, that's tough in the AFC.
I don't know about top four.
It's hard out here for a pimp in the AFC.
Street clothes? Joe Burrow, street clothes?
I don't know if street clothes is going to be. Can we put street clothes ahead of us?
I can only go by what has happened.
You can only go by off of games played and seasons. He's had two season-ending injuries.
And four years. That's all. We got a
Super Bowl.
He's the Tari Eason
quarterback.
Yeah.
But he didn't win it.
Super Bowls as two have been two.
But when he plays,
he's good. He's just like Tari Eason. When he plays, he didn't win.
So who cares? No one cares about if you lose the Super Bowl. So we've got street clothes, and then we got Coach Killer in L.A. Herbert, Coach Killer, street clothes in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, how about you finish a year? Let's do that. Let's get back to finishing
levels. He's got a potential vice presidential candidate with the Jets.
He was up for it.
Well, we haven't even gotten to Russ.
What about Russ?
Mr. Unlimited.
What about Justin Fields? Justin Fields is unbelievable. I've read on the internet how good he is.
He's really good.
And now he's in the AFC. God, this makes it even worse.
Man, how big an upgrade?
Deshaun Watson. How about we're not even... Like, do you think Deshaun Watson's even in the top 10 of the AFC?
No. Ooh.
All of those guys we talked about, I wouldn't put Fields in front of Deshaun yet. Or Russ. Out of respect, I guess, to Deshaun. I guess I put Deshaun over Anthony Richardson. He has to prove it. But even in Deshaun, is he the worst quarterback in his division? There's a chance he'll be the worst quarterback in his division. Although I would say right now I'd make him third. But who would you rather have?
Russell Wilson is going to be better than him.
Deshaun. He's been terrible. Yeah. Russ Wilson was way better than him last year.
Actually,
yes. Yeah. It actually wasn't even close. Deshaun Watson, right now, he actually sucks in real life. In the AFC, look, in the East, he's not better than any of the AFC East quarterbacks. In the West, is Deshaun better than Aiden O'Connell right now?
Who's the quarterback in New England? New England, who's the quarterback?
It's Drake May.
He's not been drafted yet.
Well, he will be.
Jacoby Brissett.
Is he not better than Jacoby Brissett?
Well, I don't know. Jacoby actually looked pretty good.
That's why I asked the question.
I don't know.
All right, we got a break. We got to talk a little Allstate.
WindowsAndSiding.com. I've spent a lot of time on windows, but I want to also tell you about Allstate Siding, because for a lot of you who have wood, and this has been an issue for you for years, and you know this. I'll talk directly to you. How about that? Those of you who still have wood on your home, a lot of times out in suburban areas, you know it's dilapidating. You know that water eventually, and there's going to be spots in your gutter that clog up with leaves, and it starts to eat up the wood that's right above there because the water stands, and or maybe below it where there's a leak, or you know, I was part of it. I know exactly what it looks like, and it looks terrible, and you have to have repairs done. And so you have a handyman come out, and they put more wood in. How about you just get siding? The Hardy Plank Siding from Allstate Windows and Siding. How about they come out there? You don't have to paint anymore. You don't have to make repairs. This is going to be unbelievably durable and strong. It's going to look great. It's going to reduce your air conditioning and heating costs because it improves your efficiency. But the upgrade on your home just from the way it looks and no more hassle with it, you really can't pass it up. And they've got a big, big discount for ESPN 97.5 listeners who are, you know, who are going to be looking to do a complete discount, complete siding jobs. They're going to have a big discount for you. Go to AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. That's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
Loaded and ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What people keep on gossiping about Jalen Green's old lady, and he keeps putting 42 on you, and then we'll see what you like. We'll see how you like it. Now, yes, okay. The Rockets don't get to play the Wizards every game. I recognize that. That's going to make it tougher to score to average 42 a game for Jalen. But I will say this. He said after the game, Dale, can you bring up the audio when he was with Vanessa Richardson?
Yeah, unfortunately, the audio has been.
Personal friend Vanessa Richardson, who used to be on the Gallant and Vanessa show.
Is that what it was called?
That he did say.
Was it that?
I think it was Vanessa and Gallant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here, it was Paul and Richardson, par.
I think you...
No, it was Vanessa and Gallant.
Yeah, I think that's been made clear.
If I do this like...
Vanessa
Gannon,
and Gallant.
Like Gannon did, Jonathan Gannon, where he saw
Buda
Baker.
I hate when
Buda
people shorten names. It's like John and Lance. We're not going to say J and Lou. We say, right? We're not shortening it. We're not saying it's the Jal show.
No, you don't say... Vene and Pa.
No, none of that.
No.
Or.
We're not gonna do that.
No.
No. You thought about it. At least you thought about saying it. So here is Jalen after Vanessa Richardson interviewed Jalen Green after his 42-point, 10-rebound, 10-rebound performance against the Warriors, against the Wizards in a win.
Not the Warriors, the
no,
Wizards.
Not the Warriors, the Wizards in
they're
a win.
They're only 2.5 games behind the
different.
Warriors now.
Only 2.5 games. They're chasing playoffs, and Jalen talks about what is driving these performances that made him Western Conference Player of the Week.
Your reigning Western Conference Player of the Week tied his career high 42 points tonight. Why were you able to get it done?
Really just being aggressive all night. You know, my guys were setting me up to get good shots. I was getting downhill. The three was opening. Everything was just opening up for me today, and shots were falling.
Amin Thompson had a career-high 25. Amazing. Jock Landale had a career-high 7 blocks. What did you see from your teammates in the collective effort tonight?
Everyone just stepping up. Everyone playing hard. You know, we're chasing something right now. I think we all got the same goal, and everyone's on board with it.
Tonight was the sixth double-double of your career, and they've all come within the last 25 games. How would you describe this hot streak that you've been on?
I don't know. Like I said, I got a goal right now, and that's to get to the playoffs and just win. Stack as many W's as we can before the end of the season and just pray that we can get into the play-in. That's just the main focus right now.
Since All-Star break, you have been explosive. What is motivating you?
My family, my baby. So, yeah.
You're the best, Jalen. Thank you.
She gave him a chance. I give Vanessa credit. She knows what all the talk has been. And she, what is motivating you? He could have said one of two things, the people talking, the haters. And instead, he chose the positive route and said, my baby.
Well,
and so
what?
He basically,
I'm
we joke
hater.
About it, but he did tell you that's a motivating factor for him. I don't think he said it as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really means it, that this is, he's playing for something else. It's really changed his perspective. And I think that's great. And while people are talking about, people are just in his business. Like, it's really none of our business if he's going out. There's so many people who think that they have a right to comment on the fact that he's with a 39-year-old woman. I get that she...
No one cares that she's 39. Not about who he's with. The concern, for whatever reason, because people are in his business, is that she found a way to lock him in because she's going to have a child.
It doesn't change the fact that he has a child with her. It
changes it for some people. It doesn't change for me. I don't care what he does.
But why, did
you hear the love in his heart?
But why, how can we tell people sometimes, this is not your business, but now this is everyone's business? This still ain't y'all's business. Keep y'all's nosy asses out of Jalen's business, or you're going to mess around and get the Rockets in the Western Conference Finals.
Who are you talking
what you're
to?
Do. Keep talking.
You tweeted about it.
Keep on talking about him on your podcast. Keep saying these nasty ass things that you're saying about Jalen Green. Gilbert Arenas.
And Nick Young.
Nick Young. Keep saying that stuff about Jalen's girl. And the girl he's going to have a baby with, and you're going to mess around and put the Rockets in the Western Conference final because Jalen's...
The Western Conference final?
Yes. The Western Conference final. You heard. I said it, I meant it, and I will represent it, Del.
So,
yes.
The
Western Conference finals. Keep this up.
The punishment for people is the Rockets make the playoffs?
14 games
is that,
to go.
Is that
There's
the,
no reason they can't win the last 14 if y'all keep talking like this.
There is a reason.
Keep talking like this.
They'll play better teams. That
and
might
all
be
of a sudden
reason.
They get in the playoff. They get in the playoff.
Oh, Cleveland's not good enough for you?
I'm sorry, where did the Lakers come from in the Western Conference Final last year? Dell, can you remind me?
I believe they came from the play-in.
Is
Jalen Green...
Case closed.
Is Jalen Green LeBron James?
Case closed.
You believe...
He's playing
you
like it.
You just proved it. You
He's
just proved
like
the
it.
Point.
What did I prove?
Let me go check
the
and
Rockets
see if LeBron
the Western Conference 40. Finals.
Was LeBron the Western Conference Player of the Week? Last I checked, he's in the Western Conference.
I mean, he's probably won it at some point.
42-10?
He's won an MVP.
Did LeBron have 42-10 against the Wizards?
You want to go through LeBron's best games against the Wizards?
No.
Probably not great.
We don't have time. We're up against
it. We're up against a break.
No,
right
we're
now.
Up against a break.
No, StatMuse is pretty quick
Y'all
on that
on
stuff.
Y'all keep on talking. You keep my shooting guard's name out
no,
of your
you
mouth
want
and
them.
His girl
Why do you
and
keep
his
saying,
baby.
Stop saying stop talking. You want them to keep talking. He's motivated.
Believe all women. Her body, her choice.
What?
Love is love.
What are you talking
and y'all
about?
Y'all leave these people alone.
What are you talking
Let
about?
Let them have a baby. Let Jalen have happiness. And let him keep hitting 42. Your hate fuels him. Not you, Dell, but kind of you.
Then why don't you want people to keep hating if it fuels
okay,
him?
Okay, well, all right.
This is weird
keep on talking.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yes. I'd like for you to keep talking because Jalen is using your tears and your anger and jealousy that he's with Dre and Michelle. He's using this to fuel this run that is one of the great runs we've ever seen.
I know
Rockets
you're
on a huge win streak.
You're in some random ADD fueled rant, but stop saying don't hate them. If the hate is working, tell people to hate them more.
I'm just warning them, if you keep this up, we're going to have a repeat of the 2023 Western Conference Finals with a play-in team getting in against the Nuggets. Although they may be on the same... Well, we'll see if they're on the same side.
No, if they would probably play the Nuggets in the first round.
I pray for the Nuggets' soul then, because you'd have to face a red-hot Jalen Green. And Alpie would probably tape up
out.
And come back.
Oh, no, he...
No, I don't think that's happening.
He gets shots, tape up, and he's back.
That seems unlikely.
Did he have a surgery? No.
He doesn't apparently need
Boy,
surgery.
Boy, would that be something if Baby Alpie could destroy Baby Joker, he's could destroy Joker?
No big deal. He's done it three times already this year.
Yeah.
I mean, well...
There are B.A.
Yeah.
They really are.
I'll say it.
They don't want a piece of this.
The Nuggets are literal bitches. They really are.
Well, they are the defending champions.
So are the Wizards.
The Nuggets,
so are the Spurs.
The Nuggets and Wizards are on the same level.
Luckily, the Nuggets didn't have to go through the Rockets last year.
The Celtics aren't.
The 20-something win Rockets last? That Rocket team?
This Rockets team.
This Rockets team's headed for 40 wins.
This Rocket team has played really, really well.
33-35, and if not for some dumb stretch of basketball, they'd probably be a 6 seed.
You mean just being themselves?
Just
if they weren't just being themselves.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, they did finally look at how it's come together on their EMA. It took a little while.
Yeah, all it took
was
you getting that Turkish stiff out the lineup.
That's not it. It's having a baby. Jalen having a baby and playing for. You know what? He's been a selfish player. Now he's playing for other people. Now sometimes it involves a little more selfish basketball.
I don't think the shots have reduced since the baby. What do you mean he's playing
he's
less
playing
selfish?
Playing for other people with his efficiency.
Yes.
So when he's shooting threes and turning around before they go through the rim, that's a less selfish player? I think he's just more free because he's got that ball hog out of the way.
Yeah. Well, here's the – he kind of is. He kind of is.
Yeah. Jalen has to put up shots or they can't win with Şengün out. He's got to be what he wants to be.
He is, though. I'm telling you, this team, watch out. Watch out, Jokic. Just watch it. Yeah. This year, you're going to have to go through the Rockets. It'll be different.
The guy who barely cares about the game, at least that's his perception, people have him. You think he's concerned about what the Rockets are doing?
Yeah, because he tasted that defeat three times this year.
And he said he wants to win. By the way, did you hear him talking about that? Jalen's not talking about vibes anymore. He's talking about winning. He's chasing something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win. I've got something to play for. My child is what, like, he's all grossed up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if he had nail polish on yesterday. Like, he's really, and he brought back his old Jalen hair. No, I'm just saying, he's not doing that kind of, you know, he's just kind of.
His old Jalen hair, that's all grossed up?
He brought it back and said, you know what, I can play with this hair now.
Yeah. You two are doing a lot of future casting. Because of what he did against the Wizards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
listen.
I mean.
All I know is this. If you bet them all month long, you're winning money. And you're doing it at mybookie.ag.
That's all true.
Promo code bet975. They've won, what, 8 out of 9 games this month?
6 in a row.
I mean, 6 in a row, 8 out of 9 this month. What? And they might have even covered the other game. No one knows. It's impossible to know.
We could look it up if we so choose.
So here's the deal. Is if you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. The best thing about it is when you make your initial deposit, or if you're reloading now because you lost some money and you want to reload, you want to get more, you got the NCAA tournament coming in, you want to build up those bucks, well, put in promo code bet975 and get the bonus that you deserve when you reload or you enter for the first time. Because mybookie.ag is doing that when other people ain't. MyBookie.ag says, we want you here. Come on. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. The tournament is coming up. You got NBA. You're winding down in this season. If you'd have played the Rockets here this month, you're making a lot of money. Continue. Let's go. This Rockets team, surprising everybody, bet on them at MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Astros are coming up. The baseball season is here. All kinds of great stuff. Everything you could want. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5.